Hey everybody, this is Eric.
And this is Quinn.
And this is Pete.
You're listening to
Talkie Talk. Ho, 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 chomos.
Nope.
How's it going?
You're bringing this, I see what you're doing. You're trying to bring, you're trying to make this chomo thing a
festive.
Thing.
Festive. Yeah, it's festive.
I don't.
No, we've established well before, you guys are definitely not chomos.
Nope.
Wink, chomo. Wink.
No winks. Not even a single, blink during that word.
What is winks for the people that, I mean, not winks, what are chomos for the people that probably don't remember?
Oh, child molesters.
Okay.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Child molesters.
Do people not know what chomo means?
I didn't know before called me chomo.
Neither one of us knew, and when you opened it up kind of similar to that where you just said, hey, what's up?
And we were like, what's a chomo?
I didn't say the word because the second he said it, I'm like, I do not feel like I should say this.
You guys were open to being chomos until you found out what it meant.
That's not true.
That's not true at all.
I didn't even want to say the word because I thought it was something way, I thought it was like an offensive term.
Oh, and it's not. It's just child molester.
I think
that's not an offensive term. It's just a really bad thing.
It's a vocation for some people.
I hate that they try to make it sound cool, though.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's like marketing for chomos. We're not that bad. We got a cool name and everything.
What's up, chomo?
Anyways, I want to switch the subject, Eric. Is that a Tamagotchi in your pocket?
Okay. Or you really had to bring up the Tamagotchi.
Or are you just happy to see me?
I have a Pac-Man Tamagotchi Nano, okay? I don't see why you had to bring this in the podcast.
He said, are you happy to see me?
Because it is bulging in your pocket right now.
It's, what are you talking about?
Pull it out. Let's see it.
What?
He's pulling out his Tamagotchi. It's big and black.
It's not actually big.
It's small and black.
It's got Pac-Man on it. It's Pac-Man Tamagotchi.
I love Pac-Man. I just don't understand Tamagotchi.
What's Tamagotchi? It called? Eric, what's it called?
It's called what?
Tamagotchi?
Tamagotchi.
And the knockoff is Tamagotchi.
Yeah. I was going to have it play audio into the microphone. I don't know how well that'd work.
Did you name your Tamagotchi?
No.
It
doesn't have a name.
I think you should name it.
What kind of a parent are you?
The one that doesn't care for their child.
Man.
Ooh.
I feed it and make sure it doesn't die.
His picture's up behind the counter at Toys R Us. Do not sell any more Tamagotchis or Tamagotchis to this man.
Or Tamagotchis. Just in case they let you battle, they don't let you buy the Tamagotchis. Tamagotchi?
Tamagotchi?
You can't buy a Tamagotchi either.
Eric is shutting down. He doesn't know what to say.
I mean, you just brought up the Tamagotchi thing, and I don't know why you just brought it up for no reason.
We invented a new word earlier, and we should tell our fans what it is. So,
do you think they're ready for that?
I think they're ready for it. I think the talkies can handle it. So I was asking the boys before we recorded, like, you know, I asked Eric how his job's going, ask him if he's making that paper. And I said, hey, what's the new slang now for making paper? And Quentin, what did you say?
It's the bag. Getting the bag.
It's the bag. And I thought, why is it the bag and not the scroat?
Yeah.
I feel like it's chasing scroat, is going out getting that money.
Go out and getting that scroat.
Yeah.
I don't think that one's going to stick. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, really? It'll stick.
I don't think.
It'll stick.
Nobody. Yeah, it usually does the leg, but that's what I'm not saying. I don't think chasing a scroat is a catchy thing because, you know, you got guys. You'll have guys out here saying, yeah, I'm chasing a scroat.
Hey, different strokes for different folks, pal.
You're right.
And different amount of scroats for different folks.
Yeah.
Some people get more scroats than others.
Me, personally, every 2 weeks, I'm going after that big scroat. That's what I'm trying to get. All
next week, I got a huge scroat coming.
See? It sounds cool, Quinn.
No, it does not sound.
We had Employee Appreciation Day. I made 20% of all earnings that day.
Oh, man, massive scroat. You were walking up with a huge scroat in your pocket.
Definitely. I don't know how I'll be able to walk with so much scroat in my pocket.
Yeah, your scroat will be dragging behind you.
I think we should just go back to the bag.
The bag.
The bag.
Okay. All right.
It's not as funny.
It's not as cool.
It's not as cool.
Yeah, I want to go with the scrote.
I like the scrote.
What is the scrote short for?
I don't know, just whatever.
Okay, all right.
What is bag short for?
Exactly.
Huh? Okay, I see.
The scrote.
I see what you're putting down there. All right.
So in the news this week, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, Pete Davidson just keeps getting action. He was on Jimmy Fallon, I think it was.
Did you see that one? Did you get a chance to watch it?
Well, Miley Cyrus serenaded him.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
And I don't remember what the song was. Something like Why Not Me or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
These women are falling over themselves to get to Pete Davidson.
They really like
him. He's got something.
Some kind of magic.
He's got that scrote.
He does have that scrote. All of them do that.
Miley Cyrus, though, she has a pretty big scrote.
I think she has more scrote than he does, actually.
Yeah, you're probably right. Well, she's got that hand-me-down scrote from Billy Ray, though.
Yeah. Ooh,
yes.
See, this is where I come into collide when you start saying.
Hand-me-down scrote?
That's a thing. If it were just like, you know, regular people with regular size scrotes, it would be like, yeah, sure, it's because Pete Davidson's got such scrote going on. But
just for the record, how do you spell scrote? Is it is it S-C-R-O-T-E, I feel like, or is it just S-C-R-O-T?
S-C-R-O-T.
Really? I think you got to put an E at the end of it. Eric, what do you think?
I think it might.
I mean, if it's short for another word, then maybe no E. But if you're saying that's what the word is and it's not short, then yeah, probably put E on it.
Yeah. It's good, though, whatever it is.
Scrote. Okay. So you can get hand-me-down scrote.
When your dad's rich, you got that hand-me-down scrote.
Trump.
Okay.
Trump. Yep. All the Trump kids, they got that hand-me-down scrote.
Okay.
This is already catching on.
But like Pete Davidson is not just dating these regular people who don't do anything too exciting, like famous people. He's dating famous people who have, if not the same amount, more scrote than him.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy for Pete. You know.
I'm ecstatic for him. But I think
technically he's still dating Kim Kardashian, but Miley was making a play at him.
Yeah. It sure sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's pretty talented.
Yeah.
I mean, they all are they not? What does Kim Kardashian do again? I really don't know.
She's famous for nothing.
She's a clothes designer, makeup entrepreneur. She's got famous for other things, but that's what she's known for.
I'm not sure she's widely thought of as talented.
I don't think she is either.
I wouldn't give her talented, but a business person, yeah.
Didn't she date Kanye West?
She's married.
She is currently married to Kanye West.
Yes.
I know y'all don't really follow the Kanye West. He had a concert just yesterday, and he's hooking up with Drake. They finally squashed their beef or whatever. And during his concert, he made a love cry to have Kim come back to him.
Okay.
And you had this. I don't know. It's like kind of cringe for me.
Yeah.
Because it's like he's begging.
He's so desperate.
Yeah. It's like it's kind of desperate. But I know that is his wife, though.
That's his wife and the mother of his children.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's why you can't really, you know, get on about it. But it just is kind of cringe for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't think she's coming back.
I bet she does.
You think so?
I bet you Pete Davidson's just a little phase.
A little rebound.
Yep. Pete Davidson is not the kind of guy you settle down with.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the other way around. Pete Davidson is not the guy to settle down.
He's
too wild.
I don't think he has any intentions of marrying Kim Kardashian. He's having fun.
Yep. I think I can see that.
You guys got predictions?
He's here for a good time, not a long time.
That's right. Who does he go to next after Kim Kardashian?
It sure sounds like Miley.
Maybe Miley. Yeah,
maybe or
Miley.
She goes to him other way around.
Miley's off the table. Who does he go to?
Who's the baddest? Meg Thee Stallion. I mean, she's out there. Way out of it. I don't want to say out of his league, but someone you wouldn't think that he'd be with.
She might break him.
Or maybe Angelina Jolie.
I know who that is.
Yeah, you know who that is.
I was going to say, I don't know who Meg
is. You guys ready for this prediction?
Oh, who you say?
Madonna.
Ooh.
Madonna.
Okay. Yeah, that may work.
Yeah.
That may work.
Just as a fling. It's not like they're settling down and having kids, because I'm pretty sure she's too old and dusty for that. But anyways, like, you know, just for a little couple couple week, month long tryst.
Mm-hmm.
Madonna.
So you predict Madonna after the fling with Kim?
Yep. Madonna's okay. Next.
I don't know. If we're talking of how wild he gets with people, like, it's got to be something crazy.
Oh, like Anna Nicole Smith?
Like the Queen of England.
Or maybe Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, there you go.
I have no idea. This is wild to even think about, that he's gotten with these people.
Yeah, I know. We really can't throw shade his way because, you know, he's doing it all.
He clearly got a charm, apparently.
Well, I got a news story I want to run by you, gentlemen. The headline on this one reads, Man tries to dodge COVID vaccine using a fake arm. Italy who needed a vaccine certificate offered up a rubber foam arm in an attempt to evade the actual shot. So the story reads, talk about giving someone the cold shoulder. They got jokes.
It's funny.
A man in Italy who wanted proof of vaccination but didn't want to get the shot attempted to trick medical workers using a fake arm, according to a local nurse. Nurse Filippa Bua in the city of Biella in Italy said she first noticed something was amiss pretty quickly. When I uncovered the arm, I felt skin that was cold and gummy, and the color was too light. She said that at first she thought he had an actual prosthetic arm, and he had simply accidentally offered her the wrong one, but that was not the case. Mm. So you can't blame him for trying.
I don't. I feel like I want to try it now.
Yeah.
How far did he think he was going to get is the real question.
I want to know where he put his real arm.
That's another thing.
Was it like in his shirt? Like I'm confused on how he hid his arm without it being obvious to that.
How do you not expect a medical expert
to know it's not a real arm?
She's like, maybe first day on the job, you might slip that by somebody. Like, this arm does seem cold and dead. And
if he were to have heated it up, though, would it have worked?
Yeah, maybe if he heated it up.
Oh my goodness, I'm sure she would have. She could tell putting the needle.
She also said it was like gummy feeling, which makes me feel like it was just straight up like silicone or rubber.
Mm.
And
they have a picture of it. How it looked?
No.
And here's the thing. Believe it or not, people don't have that much gummy of skin.
Yeah, no, I just think, like, what did he do with his other arm? Like, he's missing an actual limb?
No, he appears... just kind of, like, hit it in his jacket or something.
Yeah, I think he, oh my goodness.
I'm surprised nobody in America haven't tried that.
Yeah, no, that's something sounds super American to do.
So he gets this, I'm guessing she tries to give him the shot. She doesn't give him the shot because it's a fake arm.
Right.
So how do you break that to him? Like, I need your actual, like, how does that even work? Like you.
Yeah. I think if she's thinking, give him benefit of the doubt, maybe this is prosthetic arm. Then you'd say, oh, I'm sorry. I think you might've given me the wrong arm. Yeah. This one appears to be lifeless.
I want to do a skit on that. Like, I feel like that's a TikTok right there.
It could be.
Walk in there with your fake arm and just see the reaction of the nurse giving you this shot of this of the vaccine.
But he's an Italian dentist, so he probably makes good money. I'm guessing he came in with like a halfway decent prosthetic.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So I just don't understand how you would think that a nurse would not know the difference between a fake arm and a real arm.
Right.
I just don't get it. The world is a crazy place.
And with the COVID vaccine, it's like that nurse probably seen about 400 other patients within the past 4 hours.
Yeah.
Right. And all the arms felt pretty different.
Right.
All right. Here's another headline for you guys. Sex toy sponsorship was too racy for curling crowd, said promoter. As a result, some broadcasters canceled their live stream of a tournament that will determine the final spots in the Beijing Olympics. Mm. You guys know what curling is?
Yes. The
weightlifting?
No. It's on ice, and you have what's called a stone, and you slide it.
Oh.
It's kind of like shuffleboard.
Thing. Oh, okay. I had a different idea.
You slide it, and then they have like a broom that they brush to try to direct it.
I only know what that is because it was an episode of The Simpsons on it.
It is probably the most logical sport in the Olympics to advertise sex toys.
You think so? It's
shuffleboard, but on ice. It's just as boring, too.
Right. It's so boring, you need something to spice it up a little bit.
Okay.
So
what did they do? They did.
So a sex toy company was advertising during it. I don't know if their ads appeared along like the sideboard or what, but
yeah,
you can't blame them. Again, like I think that's the theme for tonight is you can't blame people for trying.
Right. I mean, what is the normal spot? Like, what do they do normally during shuffleboard?
It's not sex toys.
Is there an Olympic shuffleboard?
I think it is a lot of Viagra commercials probably, but not sex toys.
Just to liven things up.
Right.
Yeah, no, I've never watched an actual shuffleboard game.
After a hot and heavy night of watching curling, like you and the old lady want to go at it?
You ready to go at it?
Such a dumb sport, by the way, curling.
You think it's
curling?
Dumb?
Why play that sport? That requires you to be able to ice skate. Why not play hockey?
Okay, so I just looked this up, you guys. How much do you think the highest earning curlers make in the world? Like the professional curlers.
Annually. Like a year?
Annually, yep.
100,000.
500,000.
Are you looking at my screen right now, Quentin?
That is right?
Freaky.
Am I right?
Indeed, the highest earning curlers can make upward of $100,000 in the touring season.
I like that. I guessed it.
But they probably don't. I mean,
right.
And that's like the highest. That's the highest.
Like the OG that does curling. Like the best of the best makes $100,000.
Yeah. Lame.
I mean, if it's $100,000 in it, that's I curl if it's $100,000.
I mean,
that's more than I make now.
It's not a bad scrot when you think about it.
No, it's not. It's just
you got that scrot on ice when you're curling.
That's not what you want a scrot at.
And anything around the cold gets a little smaller, so it's going to be a smaller scrot, smaller payday.
Exactly.
It's like people who watch golf. Like, why are you watching golf? It's so boring.
Golf was cool when Tiger Woods was like playing and doing really well.
Can anybody name anybody? I'm not really big on golf. Yeah. Excuse me, but who, besides Tiger Woods, who's another famous golfer?
Oh, famous golfer?
And he
Rory McIlroy.
Okay, you got one. What about you, Eric?
You got
somebody? Know why I even thought that.
Why would you thought I would know a famous golfer? You know what? I take that as a compliment that you thought I might know somebody. And he just got a hole in one. Good.
That's how you clap.
It's so annoying.
Bryson DeChambeau.
At least make something interesting.
Never heard of him.
Really?
And I feel like golf is I love the sport, but I couldn't watch it.
You can't watch it. The only way you can watch it if you're watching that Adam Sandler movie. Happy Gilmore. Where he actually makes it interesting to watch.
Yeah. He made it interesting.
Well, unlike curling, the pro golfers make some huge scrotes.
They do.
Massive scrotes. So basically, that's the game of golf. Just got a lot of big scrotes dragging around.
They got the massive scrote. That's golf. You get some serious scrote from that game. But
I feel like scrote is being used very often.
Yeah,
here's the thing. I'm not laughing at the word scrote this whole time. I'm taking it genuinely seriously.
Yeah, we're inventing a new word here, Quinn. This is not for the faint of heart.
Can I feel like every time
maybe faint of heart then, because it's.
I feel like you're over here, and we're just saying, hey, Pete, I think golfers get a lot of scrote from their jobs, and you're over there like,
yeah. Let me clear this up real quick. If anyone's listening to this podcast thinking these guys are really immature, you're missing the point.
You're missing the point.
You're the immature one.
You're thinking of scrotes.
We're pioneering a new word scrote in our vernacular.
It's more power to you, and I'm not against it. We can all go out here. We all trying to get our scrote.
Yeah, see?
But
it feels good to say it, doesn't it?
See, there you go again.
But, like, okay, just say this. Like this 10-year-old comes up to you. He's like, he's selling lemonade. He's like, oh, okay, this is very nice lemonade, you young Timmy. He's like, you know, out here chasing a scrote.
Yep.
How would you feel about that?
You know how I'd feel?
I'd feel proud.
I'd fist bump him.
Heck yeah, you are, little Timmy. You're getting lots of scrote from this lemonade stand.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
It's said then. All right. I'll leave it alone.
Yep.
So,
other headlines, this is just a little pick-me-up from last time. This is from People magazine. Travis Scott's spiked seltzer brand Cacti discontinued Anheuser-Busch announces Travis Scott's alcoholic cacti beverages will no longer be sold in stores, in an Anheuser-Busch statement from Friday the 11th.
Is it liquid from a cactus?
It's got agave in it, and it's alcoholic.
I'm guessing this is referred to Astroworld.
This has to do with Astroworld. Yeah, Anheuser-Busch is dumping Travis Scott.
Man, he's taking a hit.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, man. Imagine if this would have happened back when the Travis Scott burger was at McDonald's.
Oh, man.
McDonald's would have absolutely had a PR nightmare.
I saw Mariah on my McDonald's bag the other day. Does Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey has a meal now.
She's got what? A meal?
Yeah, no, something like that.
They're giving everybody meal. Can I get a meal?
Is it like a really old, dry, chewy burger, or what is it?
old dry, chewy burger. Hey,
Quentin, what would
my meal be?
Yeah, your McDonald's meal.
That's a good question. I would have it'll be a McChicken with a double cheeseburger mixed together with bacon, and that'll be my burger. But it'd be the size of a Whopper. I mean, Whopper,
a Big Mac. It'd be a Big Mac, but
with some fries, of course.
It'd be a big boy. What are you washing it down with?
Good question. You cannot deny McDonald's Sprite. McDonald's Sprite is way better than normal Sprite. Like, you go to the store and you go to Walmart, wherever you shop, to grab Sprite, and you taste some Walmart Sprite on top of that. It's a completely different experience.
Yeah.
And I say this with experience.
Pete, what would your McDonald's meal be?
Man, that's a good question. It can't be the McRib because I've never had one in my life. So I think what I'm going to do is build out the breakfast menu. I'm taking a sausage egg McMuffin.
Okay.
I'm going to load it up with some chicken.
Okay.
Like maybe a McChicken patty or something. I love it. So we're going to have that. We're going to put some honey on it.
Ooh.
And we're going to serve it up with some fries. And for me, you got to go with the large frozen Coke.
Ooh. Mm. Okay. That's unique. I know yours would be like a McRib witch or something.
No. Okay. McRib's okay. It's
nuggets.
It's overhyped.
It's nuggets.
boneless chicken wing.
It'd be a double cheeseburger with instead of those stupid, weird, gross mash onions that they have, that actual good onions, the slivered onions, with some hot mustard on there.
Okay.
Let me ask you a serious question. Bet. Why not a triple burger?
Triple burger's too much. They make those. They have a triple cheeseburger. I've had it. It's too much.
No, I've had it.
It's so greasy.
It is. It's very, I like it, though. I mean, I wouldn't go out buy it every time.
I wouldn't go out and buy it every time.
But I've had the triple. I've had the triple at each one of them. I had the triple at McDonald's, the triple at Wendy's, and the triple at Burger King.
You've had a triple Whopper?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's insane.
Yeah.
You're an insane man to eat that burger.
I've had while I worked at Burger King, somebody ordered a quadruple Whopper, and I almost vomited.
Quadruple?
Yeah, four patties on that burger.
That's a lot of meat to get your mouth wrapped around.
Yeah, that is a lot of...
It costs a lot of...
As they say.
It's got a lot of... It costs a lot of scrote for that.
A lot of squirt?
I just had a heart attack.
Yeah.
It costs a lot of squirt.
You had a stroke.
I said it again.
You had a scrote attack.
A scrote attack.
It costs a lot of scrote to get that burger.
Like a $20 burger.
However, the drink that would be washed down, similar to Quentin's, not Quentin's, mixed berry McDonald's Sprite, which they, I think, did away with. I'm not sure, but it's better than regular Sprite.
I want to have another meal too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to have the steak, breakfast sandwich.
Okay.
But I want actual eggs with the steak bagel sandwich.
Okay.
I want them to bring it back.
Like a fried egg?
Yes.
They don't do those.
Yeah, no.
They but do that would be on mine. Oval discs.
Yep. Matt, that would be I would have a fried egg on my bagel steak sandwich.
The funny thing is they can 100% make a fried egg. It's just not legal. Because the yolk is technically not cooked and that they can't serve it to children or old people.
Yeah, but they make sunny side up eggs in restaurants.
They have to warn people about it.
Oh. Really?
That for the yoke to be raw like that, it's not safe for.
I've never got warned.
Technically, it's not safe for children and elderly people to consume. Now, will it kill them? No. It just might make them sick.
Okay.
It's just you're not supposed to serve it in restaurants without saying, hey, this has runny egg yolks on it. It might not be safe for you.
That makes sense. But is that it's not really undercooked. It's just not.
I don't know what the temperature.
I love sunny side up eggs.
Me too, man.
I love them.
It's like saying, but it's I want to make this clear on how like dangerous it is, because it's about the same danger as eating raw cookie dough. Not dangerous at all.
It's not, gonna kill you.
It's you're not gonna even get sick from eating raw cookie dough. Well, you might because you shouldn't eat that much sugar, but you're not gonna get sick because of the eggs. Nobody really cares.
Do you personally like fried eggs, or you don't like them?
I don't like fried eggs. I like sunny side up eggs. Fried eggs got that weird crispy thing that you just can't chew it or eat it. It's gross.
Okay.
Sunny side up though is fantastic.
Yeah, I like that with some toast, some bacon. Mm. That's perfect right there.
Now you're talking.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
But you know, that's my preference. Some people like their eggs only scrambled, and you know, that's no shade, nothing to them.
I like some scrambled eggs.
Maybe they just like some scrambled eggs. But if I'm eating some scrambled eggs, I want some onions in it, some cheese in it. I want a little bit of green peppers in there, chopped up real fine and nicely. And that's me. I mean, that's my style.
Yep, I'm with you.
I can't do the cheese in the scrambled eggs, but I'm 100% with you. Besides that,
what?
I don't like that's cheese. Insane. I don't like cheese and eggs very much.
You keep saying everything to make me mad.
I can eat an omelet with cheese. Yes. Man, I don't know why I can't. I just don't like the idea of scrambled eggs and cheese. Like
it's insane. Is that not? Is that just me?
No, that makes me mad.
Because I don't like cheese with my scrambled eggs?
Yes!
I'm getting more upset.
When I was a kid, I used to eat scrambled eggs with ketchup.
Oh, you're one of those.
I'm going to change the subject because this is going to turn violent here.
I don't even eat scrambled eggs, like, ever. I'd rather
what
eat
kind
any
of a
other form of
monster eats eggs without scrambled eggs without cheese?
Me. I don't like the cheese on my scrambled eggs.
Man. Somebody call 911 on this guy. The police would come and beat you if they heard you talking.
They would.
I really.
I don't know,
and it would be justified.
I don't know no unjustified cop that would.
Why do you guys just despise not having cheese on it? What does the cheese add? Grease?
Flavor.
Not,
life.
It provides life.
It
adds grease, crispy cheese bits, and I don't want that. I want to eat eggs, and I want to not have a crunch.
Okay, so this is a day in Eric. Eric's getting up in the morning.
Not leaving Michigan.
He's getting up in his house.
Just leave Michigan.
And he decides, I'm going to make me breakfast, and I want only eggs. What do you make your eggs? How do you make them?
I would make a sunny side up egg. Okay. I'd make two sunny
would
side
you,
up eggs.
For the love of Pete, would you at least put salt on those guys?
Yeah, I just said with salt on top before
what
you
else
even
would
said
you
that.
Season it? Just salt.
Salt and pepper.
Nothing else.
You can't really put too much on a sunny side up egg without taking away from the taste.
I don't like it, but I can't. It's either we have to physically fight you or move on.
I would. Scrambled eggs is the last egg choice I would ever choose.
No, I get it. I mean, to his their zone. I'm not. Is that how you say it? To his zone.
Not to even each close. Its own.
but I mean, obviously, I have more exquisite taste. Yeah. And so I'm not throwing no shade on you, well, on your taste buds.
I don't know. Pete shamed me for me eating chicken nuggets.
I did.
And just not having shame about it.
Yeah.
And I texted in our group chat that I was currently eating chicken nuggets.
Yep.
Do you really love chicken nuggets?
They're good.
Okay.
I don't see the problem with eating them. Not
childish. I almost left the group chat when you did that.
It's not that big of a deal. It's just chicken, but smaller. I don't want to eat a whole chicken every time I eat some chicken.
Yeah. Mm. We're going to move on. This is okay.
Before Pete kills
one
me.
One final headline for you guys. This one I think you're really going to like. I did. And this is not like any headline we've had before. Camel beauty contest rocked by Botox scandal.
What?
I don't even know what I used. I got
it. The words you just said didn't combine together.
So there's a camel beauty contest
okay.
that was rocked by a Botox scandal. This year, authorities discovered dozens of breeders had injected camels' heads and lips with Botox to make them bigger.
This story, what's wrong with people?
This story comes to us from Dubai in the UAE, the United Arab Emirates. Saudi authorities have conducted their biggest ever crackdown on camel beauty contestants that received Botox injections and other artificial touch-ups, the state-run Saudi press agency reported Wednesday, with over 40 camels disqualified from the annual pageant.
Mm. Yeah, I'm so confused.
See, this just goes back to my... Well, I don't like people. I don't like people. Why y'all messing with those camels?
Yeah.
They got big lips as it is.
Right.
Wait, I'm sorry. Does Botox make the camels look better? Because I feel apparently like it makes them look stupid. It makes them look stupid.
They got big lips as it is. Why they need bigger lips?
To be fair, I'd think that about like regular beauty contests. Like, oh yeah, Botox. You look stupid now. You look dumb.
You're not supposed to put... I think a beauty pageant should be what you are naturally. That's the defeat and the purpose. You know, they got beauty pageants where they do kid beauty pageants where they put all that Botox in the kids. That was a thing back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, JonBenet Ramsey, that's what, where she came from. There's a few things that aren't adding up for me. First of all, camels are just not naturally beautiful animals to begin with.
They're not.
So why would you pick a camel as part? Maybe it's all they have over there.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's a good point. Like, they're not naturally beautiful. You pick to have an ugly animal for a beauty pageant.
Right, right.
It's like choosing the lesser of two evils. Like,
yeah, I mean,
it's like having a beauty contest and going to the campus of University of Michigan to find your contestants. It doesn't make sense. Okay,
you just do shame.
Wow, that's hilarious. If you're in the University of Michigan, sucks to suck. Pete thinks you're ugly.
So that's one thing that doesn't make sense. The next is, that's expensive.
Botox. Well, this is Dubai, though. This is the land where of golden sidewalks and golden vending machines.
And camel beauty contests are rigged.
Rigged camel beauty contests.
I'm going to just read you guys the last sentence of this article. And it blows my mind. Camel breeding is a multi-million dollar industry, and similar events take place all across the region.
No.
Wait, this happens more than just in
this area?
Camel beauty contests are a thing in apparently the Middle East.
Multi-million.
They probably got like lipstick on, the long eyelashes. They walk in like.
I don't even want to think about what happens to these poor camels after the contest ends.
Come here, baby.
I don't.
You're looking good. Mm. Give me some of that.
Give me them humps. Let me get some of them humps. Don't you want my humps?
It does bring.
That'll be a good song for them to walk out on. My lovely lady humps.
It definitely brings new meaning to the term hump day.
This event only takes place on Wednesdays.
Right.
On Wednesdays.
It's very confusing for the camels. They're like, they shoot me full of Botox and then do some really nasty things to me.
That's gross. Yeah, no, people are crazy, man. This is a country song.
I think this is what happens when people have way too much money. Mm-hmm. Like you said, in Dubai, they have streets paved with gold. They've got just... The most they have so much money there.
There's like the rest of the world are doing dog pageants and human beauty pageants. We're gonna do it up. We're gonna do a camel beauty pageant.
That's insane. That's insane. Anyways, that's all the news I got for you guys. Did you have any news stories for us this week, boys?
No. I just want to say this. It's not a news story. Did you know that they made a Sonic 2?
Yeah, I seen the trailer for it.
Knuckles is in it.
Is Jim Carrey in it?
Jim Carrey came back.
Did he really?
He's back as Dr. Robotnik or Eggman.
He does that role pretty good, by the way.
He does. I am not a fan of Sonic.
You don't? You not?
The games, sadly, are bad.
Oh.
I like the idea. It's the games are terrible.
Making me angry. I grew up playing Sonic.
I love Sonic.
On the Sega Genesis.
Have you checked up on Sonic recently?
Well, no, because I'm an adult.
He about to bust some news up to you.
Well, I've got some news for you. They are some of the worst rated games currently to date.
I don't have to believe it, Eric.
You don't have... I mean, you could play Sonic Boom if you want, but ugh. if you can get the game to start working, you can maybe play it, and then you'll see why people don't like Sonic games anymore.
Okay.
I'm not dissing on the movie, by the way. The movie's great. The first movie, I liked it, and it was weird that I liked it because I don't really like Sonic, but it was good.
You know what? That's all I like about Eric. He's very opinionated. Like, I like hearing
I do have opinions.
Yeah, very. Did you know Quinn?
People don't ask him, though.
Anne Rice died. Did you know that?
Anne Rice.
Who? She's the one who wrote Diary of a Vampire, I think.
Diary of a Vampire. Anne Rice.
I don't know that name.
So, anyways, I'm saying that because she is your ancestor in the genre of
vampires. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and she died. She's the one that wrote, I'm pretty sure she wrote Diary of a Vampire, which is like a really bad Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
Where he plays a vampire.
Oh.
It's from like
Interview with the Vampire.
Interview, thank you.
That's a very good movie. I mean, book. I mean, they made it into a movie. But.
Diary of a Mad Black Vampire, I think is the one.
The Tyler Perry version. Yeah, no, I didn't know. I know the book, but I didn't know. I forgot her name. Yeah, no, that's a very good book. It actually goes. I'm not going to go into that.
Anyway, the only reason I bring that up, two reasons. One is R.I.P. Anne Rice. Mm-hmm. But number two is there's an opening now.
Yeah.
For a new vampire book writer.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready for the full feel that position.
Yeah.
Get that scrote from that book.
Yeah.
You got to get lots of scrote from that.
And when I get that scrote,
yep,
I'm going to share that scrote with you guys.
All right. I can't wait. The more scrote, the merrier.
So, and when this podcast really hits it big, we're going to get lots of scrote.
Yeah, we are.
You're going to have scrote thrown in our faces.
We'll be slapping the face with a bunch of scrote. That's how much
we'll
it's going to be.
We'll be suffocated by the amount of scrote we'll have.
That's true. Gosh, I hope so.
Everybody's giving us scrote.
Yep. All
right.
Man, all right. Well, I think on that note, we should take a little commercial break.
Let's do it.
We'll be back right on the other side of this message.
Scrote. Welcome back, talkies. It's talkies. I almost said talkie talk.
Yeah, good. All right.
Welcome.
It's a little bit of work, back. But not bad.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, I think that's my first time ever opening back from the break.
Man.
You came back with a bang, though.
Came back with a bang.
You were a virgin second halfer.
Yeah, virgin of the second half.
He's just going along with it.
That's the best thing you can do with comedy. You have to work with what you're given. And I don't do that too often.
Yes, and. It's always yes, and.
Yes, and, yes, and, yes, and. I have post-game interview. I was trying to think of the name. Forgot it for a second.
Okay.
And, Pete, this one's for you.
You're picking. You know what? I was thinking about this the other day. I'm excited.
I think last time I did a post-game interview, I did it with Quentin.
I have not been the subject of a post-game interview
yet.
You
haven't?
I don't think so.
You haven't, have you?
No.
I should have, because I was debating the last time, the last one I had to give to Eric or you, and I did. I should.
I'm the guy sitting on the sidelines waiting to get called into the game.
You're getting this post game interview. All right. I'm glad I chose you, though.
Let's go.
Let's go. Okay. Three. So post game interview is where you have no idea what you've done, but I will be giving you by the sidelines, just interviewing you.
I'm coming out of the game. After my performance, you're going to interview me, and I'll find out as we go what I just did.
Okay, so. All right, Pete, that was a great showing I seen there today.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. I just got to give all glory to God. He keeps me humble out there, keeps me focused, and I'm just proud to perform in front of my fans again tonight.
I seen you started to hesitate, but you really broke through that second half there.
Yeah, I had some performance anxiety, honestly, out there at first. I've been a little rusty, but once I got into the swing of things, it started all coming back to me, and it just felt good out there. It felt very natural.
I seen that you broke your previous record, in fact, the world record.
You know, I don't try to get caught up on records too much, but I was aware that I was really in the zone out there, and I have to admit, I'm very proud of breaking my record. It took a lot of training to get to this point.
And I seen like the parents of all around, they were just so worried. What do you have to say about your worried fans?
Oh, I don't give an F about those worried parents out there. I get money from my sponsors and not from the parents that are in the crowd, so I could not care less what they think, honestly. Okay. If they want to make me the bad guy, I'll be the bad guy.
Well, that's good to hear. And I was really impressed when you punted that last child on the field.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's all about form. And if I can get their head sort of in the cradle of my foot and ankle where the bone's really hard, then I can launch those little suckers quite a ways.
And when you punched that kid and then he got back up and you just sucker punched him one more time, what motivated you for that?
Sheer anger. I don't like it when kids get back up after I punch them. And it's almost, I view it as a form of disrespect. It's like, when I punch you, have the courtesy of staying down. If you get back up, it's not a good move for you.
I don't think that kid will ever be getting back up.
I don't think he's going to be doing anything.
Thank you for the interview, Pete.
R.I.P., kid. That's what I got to say.
I love it.
I like that one.
I love them all. I love the post-game.
So, excuse me. And to all my fans out there, I'm coming for your kids next.
To the fans.
So much has been held back from you not getting interviewed.
you have punted a child. That was the whole... When I do post-game interview, every time, I don't write down anything. All I do is write the idea of the horrible thing that you've just done. And what I wrote down was punching children, and that was the only thing I wrote.
It is a little anxiety-inducing to, like, just go with it and not know... excuse me, not know exactly where it's gonna go.
Yeah,
you're like, well, I hope this ends in a good place, because
it never does.
it doesn't.
I think the first one was when I, you know, like, clubbed seals.
You did. I think that was our first one.
I clubbed seals for
pretty
sport.
pretty dark.
Sometimes you gotta club a seal or two.
Yep.
Quentin burned down a forest or two. You committed mass arson.
Yeah, I know.
Was the subject,
but hey, I justified it.
You gotta That's do what you matters. Gotta do to be the best of the best at the very top
the
of your game.
Best of what you do.
Yeah, I mean, you can't apologize for greatness.
You broke the record on punching children, Pete.
Yeah,
I'm happy for
it. And that doesn't happen without a lot of hard work. I mean, there's a lot of kids that I punched in training that never got put on TV or, I mean, these are like kids from orphanages and things like that. So
who are they gonna?
You
tell
don't
their
see
parents?
The, you don't see the hours of hard work that goes into training for these live events.
Yeah. Talk about a soundbite to use.
Punching orphans. Who are they going to tell? Their parents?
Jeez. No.
No.
Of course not.
Can't.
You know what? That back in the day, that was the two band names they were choosing from, was either Smashing Pumpkins or Punching Orphans.
Really? They went with orphans. The wrong
I
one.
I think they made the wrong choice.
They definitely made the wrong choice. They could have had a guest appearance.
How badass would that be if you had a rock band named Punching Orphans?
Punching Orphans. Every song is about another orphan you punched.
It doesn't Little necessarily
Timmy
have to be about.
Got back up.
Little Timmy got back up again.
Too bad he
For
was going.
For the very last time.
Yeah, exactly. Too bad he's going back down.
Oh man, it sounds kind of sinister.
Oh, it's about punching orphans.
Yeah,
it's
sinister.
A little sinister.
Orphans are about as helpless as they can get, and then to
they're
punch
not even
them.
Members of society yet.
Well, I don't know about that.
What are they? Are they getting this? Are they getting any money?
Orphans? I don't know.
They are
a war to the state.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of rights.
No, they're children. They don't have rights yet.
Man,
they're like objects now.
Jeez.
Children are objects until they're 18. Because
anyone listening, you can tell Eric's a real kid lover.
Children are objects until they're 18.
See, now I'm doing the yes and.
You'll be a real good family guy someday, Eric. I can just tell.
I don't like that show.
All right, Quentin, keep us moving, please, for the love of Pete.
For the love of Pete,
for
right.
Pete's sakes.
Okay, well, you know, today I'm gonna switch it up, get more nostalgic. I got favorite, and I got a favorite. Who is your favorite teacher in school?
Okay,
are we dropping names here?
I mean,
yeah,
you can. I mean, I would. They have to get recognition of being such
the
a good
best teacher.
You know?
I'll drop a name because it's such a common name. I'm sure no one would ever even place her. Mrs. Bruckheisen.
That sounds very...
very common.
She was my second grade school teacher, And I don't remember, like, I wouldn't be able to pick her photo out of a group of photos. All I remember was I thought she was super hot.
Okay.
In second grade.
Yeah.
And so Mrs. Breckheisen for me was where it was at.
Mrs. Breckheisen.
She had it going on.
Okay.
I remember she had curly hair, and I don't know why I thought that was pretty, but for some reason I think now Mrs. Breckheisen probably really old now.
She's probably like in her what?
70s or something. But anyways, it was Mrs. Breckheisen for me.
What about you, Eric?
Well, my favorite teacher was my algebra teacher, Mr. Blackledge.
His name was Blackledge?
That was his last name.
Okay, continue.
He was awesome. He had puns. He would tell puns every single minute.
Oh, okay.
And he'd always play some 80s rock music. That's right up your alley. Yeah.
Did he do it just for you, or did he do it for the whole classroom?
He did it for himself, which is better.
Okay, good.
Mr. Blackledge out at Hanover Horton?
No.
Where is
Hanover
he?
Horton.
They have to be related if there's another Blackledge out there.
Vanderkook, where I went to school.
Oh, really? Blackledge.
Awesome teacher.
Do you really know a Blackledge?
Really good at
his job.
I know
of a Blackledge who was out at Hanover Horton.
They got to be related. Has to be.
I don't know.
You know what they say, the Blackledge doesn't fall too far from the tree. So I bet
I didn't know they say that, but
it's a common expression in these parts.
I had two teachers, Mr. Caulfield, he was my science teacher, and I liked science a lot, so that's why I liked him. But I was like you, Pete. I had a pretty nice looking math teacher.
Mm.
And Miss Campbell was her.
Okay.
Miss Campbell.
Campbell's soup?
Nope. That's what I thought of when I thought of her, because Campbell's soup, but
yep.
She had it going on.
Did anything ever happen between the two of you?
Stacey's almost.
Mom. Almost, huh?
Almost, at least in my head.
She didn't have a daughter named Stacy.
I didn't know anything about her family relatives or anything. But
you said she had it going on. I assumed it was Stacy's mom.
It's possible.
So that was one formula you were really trying hard to crack.
I was trying to crack that math formula, but never did, really.
It's so weird.
It's probably better because you would have ended up destroying her marriage and her career.
It's possible. It's possible. It's highly possible.
Yeah. So probably better that nothing ever happened. Same here with Mrs. Breckheisen. It would not have been.
It would have been even worse for a second grader.
For her to sleep with a second grader. Not to mention, I didn't even know what sex was back then. It would have been really weird for everybody.
Everyone.
Especially my parents.
Yeah. So I'm sure they wouldn't have.
Shout out to Mrs. Breckheisen for not taking advantage of me in the second grade. In hindsight, that was a good move. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. I got another one.
You know, sorry, I just want to say one more thing. There's a song from Garth Brooks that says, "Thank God for unanswered prayers."
Okay.
And I think
that's very
applicable for what we're talking about. Yeah,
I think that's a good point.
Unanswered.
How many nights did you lay awake in bed praying to God that Miss Campbell would notice you?
Several.
Yeah, and thank God for
whole week's worth.
Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers.
Oh, we got a duet coming up. Don't use all your.
I'm sorry, just warming up my pipes. That was a little appetizer for everybody out there.
Oh man, okay, I love it. I love it though. Hey, I got another one. I'm not sure of these all the time. I always don't know if we do one or two. So I made two. Do I do two?
I guess we're doing two.
I mean, we don't have to.
No, we have to now. You brought it up. Okay. Weird not to.
Who is your favorite Simpsons character?
Wow.
Oh, man. I've never thought about this. Believe it or not, I've never thought about this. I'm trying to think. There's so many characters.
It is a lot of characters.
Well, I'd have to say Ned Flanders.
Ned?
Yes, immediately do, neighbor. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
He's unexpectedly buff to me.
He's ripped.
He's just ripped.
That's the bit. It's a joke. He's ripped. He's jacked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, that dude's a sex machine. I'm just saying. Mrs. Flanders is a lucky lady.
Mrs. Flanders is a lot.
And I say that with total respect for her.
Yeah, no, they got a lot of kids. She's
dead. All of them, yeah.
Oh, she is dead.
He had multiple wives, and they're all dead.
Mm.
All of them.
Resting easy. Resting easy up in heaven.
Anyways, yeah, that's...
I can't right now.
I'm just...
If this podcast weren't PG-13, I would tell you exactly how they died. But I'm going to stop myself.
I know how they died, but yeah, that's something.
Anyways, who's your favorite?
I'm going to go with Barney. You guys know who that is?
The drunk guy. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
For that Homer.
For one particular reason, he said, "Hey, can I pay with the drawing?" And then the bartender says no, tells him no. And then he drops it, and it was on the napkin. And it was like this wonderful drawing it's a great drawing. And I'm just like, that's hilarious to me.
Who's your favorite character?
Mine? I like Apu.
Yeah, he's classic. How does his voice go?
Yeah.
Hello, welcome.
Canceled.
Canceled.
You're canceled. You fell for it, and you're canceled. Who's the bus driver?
Say Elon Musk.
Who is
his name? Radio or something?
Yeah, he got the headphones on. Like, yeah, man. Like,
It's radio, isn't it?
No, it's Otto.
Otto. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him. He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the bartender Mo. Is sad. that's the only description he has.
Mo's Tavern.
I will say I appreciate that nobody chose any of the main cast because no one.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping y'all would. I like Homer.
I relate to Homer.
You relate to Homer? You're not relate to Homer.
No.
He's like a dope.
Yeah, nothing like you, Eric.
Nothing like me at all.
Mr. Burns is a pretty good character too.
Mr. Burns is terrible. He's not a good person.
No, but he's a deep character. Like, yeah, there's a lot of depth to him.
Supposedly he's hundreds of years old. So,
you guys up for a little bit of role play? I know you are.
I'll do it. Always. I'm always down to role play.
I think you guys are gonna like this one. I say that every time, but I really mean it this time. So here's the scenario. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Quentin is the head of security at the Galleria dell'Accademia in Florence, Italy, where Michelangelo's David statue is housed.
Mm.
You guys can picture the David statue?
Yeah, he's necky.
Yep.
The necky statue.
In an unfortunate turn of events, David's penis has broken off the statue and is missing. Officer Allen suspects a young museum visitor, Eric Gomez, of pocketing the missing penis, and is in the process of interrogating him. At first, Eric denies stealing the smoky link.
You put that in there.
But eventually admits to needing the penis for something quite surprising.
Oh, you gotta really improv right here.
You guys think you got it?
I think I got it. I'm just, hey, all you talkies out there, just this is all improv.
We're going to call this the case of the missing smoky link. So, ready? And action.
Hey, hold on. You, come here.
Yeah.
Come here.
Okay.
what you got in your pocket there?
That's my Tamagotchi.
Your Tamagotchi?
Sure.
Well, you know why I'm stopping you, right, kid?
I don't.
So, because I wanted to do a Italian accent.
Oh, yeah, don't even try that.
Well, it's apparent that Mr. David's link is missing, and you were last seen around him.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm going to need to see your Tamagotchi. Come on, pull it out.
Fine.
Oh, okay. What's the other one? Oh,
okay. You got me.
Why? Okay, wait. So you stole it. Why? Can you... Sorry. Can you tell me why you took Sir David's winky off of the statue?
Well, I wanted the doctor to know what I want mine to look like.
Okay. This is, I'm not sure what to say about that. This is priceless. This is a priceless piece of art here. And you mean you snuck in here for cosmetic reasons.
Ring, 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 ring.
It's so...
Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Hey, Eric. This is Dr. Repeener. Did you get it?
I've been caught.
You got caught?
Is that... Wait, hold. Is that your doctor on the phone right now?
Yes.
Sir, hello?
Look, I gotta go. Cover for me.
Your doctor was just on the phone with you?
Yes.
He's gonna size you up just like David's.
Yes.
Dude. Well, I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody. So, can I ask why David's appendage?
It's a famous one.
Oh, I get it. But it's
it's famous. Everybody knows what it looks like.
That's true, I guess, but you seem to have stolen RP. We're going to have to arrest you, sir.
I don't think I did anything.
You're going to spend time in an Italian jail. Do you know that? All because you wanted it. Sir David, look at him. Just gander at him.
He's really buff.
Gander down below. You see anything he's missing?
Yeah.
You see that?
I have it in my pocket.
You have Sir David's winker in your pocket.
Yes.
You should feel ashamed of yourself.
I don't. I'm so proud right now. So,
I don't even know what to say right now. You're sitting there with that look on your face of just excitement, and you didn't get away with this. And now you're going to spend your life locked away in an Italian prison.
Officer Allen, are you there? Do you copy?
Yeah, I'm here. Over.
Yeah, this is headquarters. I don't know who this guy knows, but word came from way on high. We got to let this guy go.
He stole Sir Davis's
appendage. I understand. Trust me, I'm going to miss it. I look at it a lot, but orders are very clear. We have to let him go.
You know what? This is a very lucky day for you, because I want to tell you something. I stand here every day and watch this statue. Make sure I protect it. Because I, too, want that appendage to have it done to myself. And here you go. You're free to go.
Okay, thank you.
I'm living through you.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even know.
Not as cool as me.
Wow. You guys killed it.
You said something unexpected, and I'm like, okay, I know exactly where to take this.
You did. You took it there.
I was trying to not laugh that time, but I couldn't.
I hate when I'm like trying to get something out and my voice just gets so like stopped up. And
you were getting emotional over this. Yeah,
that's very emotional.
That penis means a lot to you. I could tell. Tiny little peener.
Hey.
Yeah, that was something else.
You didn't see that one coming, did you?
What? No.
When we said we were doing role play.
No, why would I ever think that was something coming?
Yeah, I just want to keep you on your toes.
You're going to be stealing a penis today.
It happened.
I mean, we've all thought about it, but...
Just how did you get it?
Yeah. So, Eric, I think we're going to skip you, right? Because you got duet.
That's true.
Which means Quentin and I are singing here in a few minutes.
Ugh.
So, Quentin, we're back to you for a little bit of...
Movie magic. All right. Okay. Well, today, just in case you don't know, movie magic is where I come up with a scenario and there is a person that is making the movie and there's a person called a disruptor is going to be putting out his ideas to keep the movie going. So it's more of a, what is it, yes and kind of situation?
Anyway, it's a total improv, yeah.
Improv. Peter Aprils and his friend, Eric Lopez, are the last known survivors of a pandemic turning everyone in the world into mindless zombie women. They have to try to figure out what's going on and whatever. It's your job to go after that. But do you get what's the scenario of what's happening?
I'm going to recap just to make sure I understand, because I had a little coughing fit in the middle of your description.
Okay.
Peter Aprils and Eric Lopez are the last two men.
Last two men.
On Earth. And we're surrounded by brainless zombie women.
Yes.
And are trying to kill us.
And they're trying to, if they touch you, you turn to a woman too.
Oh, okay.
It's zombie a pandemic, a pandemic woman virus.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Who's the disruptor and the
Oh, okay. You can pick. I mean, do I have to pick?
I don't. Yeah.
You got to pick.
Yeah. Okay. Who was the disruptor last time? Do you remember?
It was you, Pete, wasn't it?
Was so
it?
Then you'll be the disruptor this time.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to open up. Opening scene is Eric Lopez and Peter Aprils have just been running for their lives. Mm-hmm. Peter turns to Eric and immediately gets scared because Eric happens to look like one of the brainless zombie women.
Yeah.
So he's startled at first.
Okay.
And then when Eric starts talking, he kind of reassures him that he's not one of the zombies.
Yeah, he reassures he's not one of the zombies. But it turns out Peter Aprils is not, he's not a zombie, but man, he looks bad today.
Okay. All
right. He does. But not nearly as bad as Eric Lopez does, who, I repeat, looks like one of the brainless zombie women. Anyways, yeah. They get that out of the way pretty quickly. They realize also that they have to do something very soon to survive. If they don't, these women zombies are coming for them. Eric has the idea of...
He has the idea of stealing David's Winky as like a cross to the vampire and okay. But like they both started smelling what smelled like rotting flesh. This is a zombie situation. Like, is it a zombie? But it turns out it's actually just Pete Aprils.
I mean, he does smell bad. That's what happens when you're running from zombies
all your life. Yeah.
They'd soon discover that what fuels these women are actual wieners of men, which is why they don't discern between man or statue. They just eat whatever peener is there in front of them, which is why Eric Lopez has actually been safe this whole time.
You don't got a penis.
Yes, and that's why he needs the David's Winky to just prove something.
Cut to the final scene.
Yeah, we cut to the final scene.
And the two men are literally hanging off of a cliff. Oh. There's a helicopter being flown by a rescue squad from another country. And there's a home base, a safe camp that they're trying to get them to. Unfortunately, the helicopter only has room for one man. And both the men are hanging off the cliff by their winkies.
And then... Eric climbs up and smacks Pete Aprils with the David's Winky.
And Pete Aprils falls to his death.
I love it. That's a great movie.
I love that we just kind of like insulted each other.
And the movie's called Between a Rock and a Hard Place.
Between a Rock and a... That's perfect.
That's perfect.
Between a Rock and a Hard Place.
That is so perfect.
I would watch that movie. That sounds... It's got a little bit of everything in it.
It does.
Actually, not a lot of everything, but it's got cool stuff in it.
Yeah.
Cool guy stuff.
Yeah. Like helicopters. Zombies and winkies.
Yeah.
Winkies.
And theft. There's theft.
There is. Well, is it theft if everybody's a zombie? Does that count as stealing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrong's still wrong. Jesus is still watching, Eric.
Well.
All right, so we're going to do...
Creative names, by the way.
Thank you.
Because Pete May, Pete Aprils, and then Eric Gomez, Eric Lopez.
I love it. That's,
yeah.
I didn't think y'all would catch
it. Slightly changed our
name. I didn't get it, but now that you explain it, that makes total sense. Yeah. That's a play on our names.
Yep.
It's a play on our names.
Wow. Yep. All right, I got a would you rather for you fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Just one this time. Okay. I think it's good enough to kind of stand on its own.
Okay.
Would you rather, and this is an original, by the way. These are my would you rathers are always from the heart.
Got you.
And from the gut. Would you rather be fed like a baby bird for the rest of your life Ooh. Or have to feed your entire family like a baby bird and only be half full all the time. So in the first situation, you're just getting regurgitated food fed to you. The second one, you actually get to eat the food and chew it up, but you have to give half of it to your family and you never feel full.
I'm going to go with that one.
I can't.
I'm not eating nobody else's food.
I don't want to eat.
But you would be fully satiated. You would get plenty to eat. It would just be regurgitated.
There's no way you could spin that where I'd like it.
Really?
Nope. No way.
I'm definitely going with, I mean,
being half full is nothing.
I'll lose weight.
I don't want.
I won't be a big guy.
Exactly. Don't lose weight not eating that much. But
could you just eat a lot, and then it matters whatever you eat. It's always half.
You're always half full. You're never satisfied. You're always hungry.
Oh.
It sucks, but I don't want to eat spit food.
Yeah, I don't want to eat that.
You don't think you'd get used to it, Eric?
No.
I mean, you eat McDonald's.
I know.
And you're going to act like all of a sudden you're above
the
eating
regurgitated
food. The
people who work
food.
At McDonald's, though, their spits, it's a different quality.
Okay.
They spit in your food.
I'm not, no, this would be a loved one. This would be like your, you know, your girlfriend or your mom or somebody that you know and trust.
So knock off that first one. So, like, actual family
member. It would just hate to get stuff like oatmeal.
That'd be gross.
Oatmeal and,
it
I mean,
still
I guess
would
anything.
Taste, it would taste a lot like spit. The original, it just wouldn't be as warm any longer, and it'd be kind of, you know, watered down, saliva down.
I hate wet bread. I couldn't imagine bread.
It's not just like they spat on bread. It's like they chewed it and now it's paste.
If you had to eat regurgitated dinner, which is what we're talking about, what would the best thing to be to regurgitate? What would you like get lined up for?
What would be the worst thing that I could get?
Well, let's start with the best. If you had to eat regurgitated dinner, what would your first choice be?
Something apples. Something crunchy, like walnuts or.
Well, I think applesauce.
Apples, because applesauce, it'll have a similar consistency.
That's a good
so
one.
It won't gross me out by the consistency.
Yeah, like nuts, that'd be like peanut butter and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
Peanut butter. Okay.
Spit nut butter.
And what would the worst thing be then?
I don't know. Something already like oatmeal. Something already goop. I don't know. I guess it'd be the same, really.
It'd be bread. Now that I think
I think
bread. Bread is the worst.
I think like hamburger or steak or something.
Hamburger.
I thought about steak, and I'm confused on how that'd work
it'd just
out.
Be pureed, like mushy.
Yeah,
but
mushy
pure,
steak.
Pureed food is already kind of a thing. People sometimes eat that. I guess it's...
Babies eat it, but not adults. Unless you have like... You know, no teeth.
Yeah, it couldn't. It wouldn't.
But like
bread would get me. Bread is the top.
The reason why I think bread is gross because like you could if you eat wet bread, it's like gross, but whatever. But it has a bread essence to it.
It would taste like stuffing. It'd be.
It wouldn't. That's the thing. It tastes like saliva, and it tastes like saliva, and have a faint sense of bread.
I don't even want to think about it anymore. Can we change?
Reason why it's so gross is because, like, bread doesn't have a strong taste, and therefore just plain old white bread and saliva.
Yeah, white bread would be pretty bad. I have to admit that.
Like,
if you got rye bread or something with taste, maybe it'd be a little
less something
bad.
With a little bit of grain to it. Like, you could handle that.
But what? Just plain white bread has no taste.
You know what would be pretty bad eat regurgitated? Mm-hmm. Popcorn.
Oh! Yeah. That wins it.
Yeah. Regurgitated popcorn.
Just got butter on it.
They just have all the butter and stuff sucked from it. You just have.
You just get the gumminess of wet popcorn.
Oh goodness! Yeah, I'm gonna throw up right now.
No, that's the worst. Nope, that's definitely that passes bread.
If you had to eat regurgitated popcorn, would you rather it be like butter popcorn or like. What do you call it? Like caramel corn.
Caramel.
Buttered.
We got a split.
Yeah, I would pick
a split
butter.
Opinion here.
I feel like butter is not strong enough to hide saliva. Caramel might be hide the saliva taste.
I'm complete opposite side. I think butter popcorn is really strong tasting. And you know when like you accidentally like pour too much butter for the popcorn in there? And
it's not really possible, but yeah.
You pour a, lot, and like the top pieces of the popcorn is like a little soggy.
I love that.
You could convince yourself that that's what it is instead of just regurgitated popcorn.
That's true. And are you guys going salt or no salt on the regurgitated popcorn?
You have to go salt.
I have to get salt.
You have to go salt.
I'm trying to put anything,
on it. Anything that tastes different.
Anything that gives it flavor. Yeah. All right, good. Well, I'm glad we had this conversation.
I really wish we didn't.
I feel like I'd be a... Remember when I was hungry for the food we were talking about earlier? I am now not hungry for that food anymore.
Yeah, that's gross.
Pretty bad. Well, I'm glad I could bring that to you guys.
Thank you.
Are we up to that time?
Is it up to the time already? Duet time?
It seems early.
Holy smokes, guys. We're flying tonight.
It's time for duet. This band was formed in 1977.
Okay,
all right. Oh, I like this.
This song is their big hit. It was their big break.
Okay. I feel like we could be singing a Bee Gees song here.
Came out in 1982.
Okay.
This song is titled Africa by Toto.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard of it.
Okay.
You will be hearing the rendition of Africa by Quentin and Pete.
Okay.
Here in 3, 2, 1.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, but she hears only the whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me toward salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words of ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. Gonna take some time to do the things we never had.
Ooh. The wild dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, as sure as Kilimanjaro rise like Olympus above Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, fighting of this thing that I've become.
It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. And it takes some time to do the things we never had.
Ooh. You guys need some water?
Oh my god. After that one,
yeah, you guys just throws.
My testosterone was on overdrive in that song, man. I was bricked up for that one.
How did I sound? Did I sound screechy?
You both did. I forget that I have a higher pitched voice than both of you,
but keep
like,
in
by
mind,
a lot.
I've never ever heard that song ever before.
No, you did great on the Serengeti lyrics. I thought that was gonna get you.
Yeah, I thought it was too.
That's some deep songwriting. Kilimanjaro,
Mount
Olympus,
Serengeti.
It's like a geography test all in one line, Joe. Anyways, I've only ever heard the chorus. I've never listened to the song.
Yeah.
So those lyrics were brand new for me, but I knew the way the chorus was sung.
I know I was.
I'm a big fan of that song. Good song. Yeah, I forget that your guys' voices don't go as high.
Yeah, I don't. I can get decently high, but it's still not natural.
It's not natural. No.
I feel pretty good about our performance though.
I think I did all right. I want to keep doing this because I want to get better. You know.
Oh yeah.
And honestly, Eric, I hate the songs that you pick sometimes, but it tests us.
It tests us. You picked the one song.
I'm going to compliment you this time. It was a nice choice. It was a little bit obscure, a little bit off the radar for a lot of people, but good song. Way better than that stupid Wham song you chose last time.
I really like this song.
I'm still mad at you about that.
I'm still upset about it.
Well, I appreciate like almost every one of your picks as well, Pete, because okay. I don't remember all of them. So there might have been one that I didn't.
But you remember how they make you feel, which is safe. You feel safe with
them. I liked the last pick that you chose.
Yeah.
That was a good song, and I got into that singing one.
Yeah, last week, if you didn't hear it, Quentin and Eric sang Stay With Me by Sam Smith. Mm. So go check it out. It's worth listening to. It'll make you cry for all the wrong reasons.
Choose an emotional song. Like
for all the wrong reasons.
Choose an emotional song like that, and I'll get into it then. Because apparently that's the only one I've gotten into.
This one was hard for me to connect with because I've never seen the rains down in Africa.
Yeah, and I can't relate to what he was saying. I had no idea what he was talking about.
Yeah, well, you really...
You're not the first.
You got me when you started singing about Kilimanjaro and Mount Olympus. I was like, that takes me back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so...
Well, that's a lot of fun, you guys. I think we should keep that duet going. Like, that's a good time.
Yeah. We don't have to, though. We don't have to keep that one going.
Yeah.
I hope that you will hear this on the radio again.
If I hear this song on the radio...
You'll know that we're a part of an experiment.
Yes. God, did I tell you that every song... Well, I tweeted it. That every song that we've sing has just been popping up on the radio like crazy.
I've seen your tweet.
We're in a simulation.
I think I liked the tweet as well.
You did.
I didn't see it. I'll go back and like it, though.
Thanks. I tagged Talkie Talk in it.
Man, guys, well, we're at the end of another episode, if you can believe that or not.
Another
episode 54, right?
53. Yeah, 53. Very, very close.
Close, but not there yet. Next week will be episode 54.
Yeah, that's how it works. Every week or every episode goes up by one number.
I go up one number every week.
Yep. It's very predictable.
But if you didn't for, like, next week, then everything would work out.
Hmm. I'm going to fan this out. I'm going to get to the bottom of this why I'm an episode in front of you guys.
Yep, we hear that a lot.
We hear it a lot. Never have heard an answer.
It's all talk.
All talky talk.
This is talky talk, though.
It is. That's a good point.
I'm Eric.
And I am Quentin.
I'm Pete.
And you've been listening to
Talky Talk.